This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Hope you're having a great day. Check us out at radio.com. So much going on in the NFL, but we wanted to check in with the guys in the know. And this guy has been covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a very long time, and he is in the know. Rick Stroud from the Tampa Bay Times joins us right here on the show. And Rick, first, let us know what the excitement level is like, and what's the reaction been? Because, you know, we're all kind of doing the social distancing thing. Everybody's at home. You would normally have crowds of people, I'm assuming, getting together and celebrating this, but that's not the case.
No, it's not. It's unfortunate. Obviously, there's a bigger health concern than the inability to have the big press conference and all that would normally happen. I mean, normally, you know, Brady would be on a plane and maybe him and Giselle would come to One Buck Place. They'd do a physical, and then they'd put him in front of the national media and the local media, and it'd be a big day. That's not going to happen. In fact, it may take a while for them just to even. Get the contract executed because with the coronavirus and the new rules, you got to have an independent physician do the physical and all of that. But that said, look, I mean, this is a franchise that is starved to, and its fans as well, to feel a part of the NFL, to be relevant again. Mm-hmm. 12 years with no playoffs. I mean, that's an awful long time. And it's still hard to believe, I think. Remember now we're the land of runaway brides, you know, so until he's actually, in a uniform or at least in Tampa and everybody announces it and the team talks about it, I think there's also some angst because we've seen these things go sideways with Bo Jackson and Bill Parcells twice and Brett Favre, you can go on and on, but it doesn't seem like anything's going to stop it. And they're very excited, obviously. This is what you want. You want to be in big games when the schedule comes out. A lot of teams, they may play on national TV. Drew Brees twice a year, so it's a big day down here.
Making the Bucs sexy again. It's Rick Stroud from the Tampa Bay Times with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Rick, yesterday, and our producer Squid was talking about this like months ago, that the Bucs make the most sense, and we jumped on that with 2 feet, with great wide receivers, all the weapons you've got, a cool coach. Real quick, we did the numbers yesterday. Just off the top of our head, it looked like there were at least 6 games that Jameis cost you with picks. If you had just average quarterback play, could you have been a 10 or 11 win team last year?
Well, I mean, that's what Bruce says. Now, you can't just take away the plays he made, right? I mean, he'd throw for 5,100 yards and 33 touchdowns. There are other guys that contributed some of those turnovers. But, his turnovers alone resulted in 112 points. And in a league where you lose 7 games by a touchdown or less, that is definitely the difference between 7-9 or 10-6 or 11-5. So I think that Bruce... Arians believed that they were at least a 10, 11 win team, especially after the poor start they had. But they were sitting there at 7-7, and in the last 2 games, Jameis just more or less kept making the same mistakes. And so, I picked up early on after the season, not just because the final throw was a pick six, but also Bruce really wanted to move on. If you took the pulse of that offensive meeting room, a lot of guys were okay with giving Jameis another shot, but most of them were leaning on. Well, Bruce was definitely over it. He sensed that early on that they could get Tom Brady and that, for the right money, which is going to end up being like 2 years and $30 million a year. And he wanted to go all in, and he did. And, you know, a lot of things worked in their favor, including geography. But that, you know, that you guys know the pieces. You see them every year with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate. And, you know, the defense improved last season. So I think that the pieces were here for Tom to win, number one. And without B.A., this probably doesn't happen, right? Because you got a celebrity quarterback,
right?
You know, who's at the point in his career, you know, and B.A.'s had Manning and he's had, you know, Roethlisberger and Carson Palmer, those guys. So I think that's really important who he's going to play for.
I think it's important, too. We're talking to Rick Stroud from the Tampa Bay Times, and I haven't told this story, Rick, but I'm close with a couple of guys that are close to this situation. And part of this was, you know, you got Todd Bowles as a defensive coordinator, but on the offensive side, Byron Leftwich, and obviously, as you said, you know, B.A., which is Bruce Arians. But they're going to let Tom do what he wants. I mean, isn't that part of this is – you know, you let Manning do what he wanted. You coached up, you know, Big Ben, and he was allowed to make those audibles at the line. Brady's been at this longest, as long as anybody. And so I think, wasn't that appealing as well, not to go in and have to adjust to a new offense and do all of those things where they're going to create a situation that's best for him?
Right. I mean, I think a lot of people thought, well, this isn't a good fit because, you know, Bruce wants to push it down the field, and Tom still has the arm to do that. And you know, and in the Patriots offense, they spread teams out a lot. You know, they have five eligible a lot, and Bruce does that as well. But you'd be naive to think they're not going to make this Tom's offense, right, and adapt it, much the way Gary Kubiak did, you know, when Peyton Manning came to Denver. Now, you know, there might be a cost for that, right, and that is that everybody's going to expect you to be Tom Brady the way you were for 20 years in New England right off the bat. Like, no transition. You're supposed to go out there and win a Super Bowl this year, and that will be the expectation. But, you know, how much does that tax him if he has to be more involved in game planning? You know, Kurt Warner has said in the past that was a problem for him when he went from St. Louis to Arizona, and he you know, he got in there, he spent a lot of time, and everything went well, and then you realize, oh, gosh, I got to do this again, you know, like, it's extra time. So it won't be seamless, I don't think, but the guy can absolutely play the position still, and they will adapt it. And I think that's the important thing, is that, you know, they'll make him feel at home. But, you know, there's always, you know, there's been a lot of second acts in the NFL, and some have gone well and some haven't.
Right.
We can get into this more, but I think this is more like Peyton Manning with much better physical ability still going to Denver than any of a lot of the other comparisons.
Well, it sure worked out when Brad Johnson was your quarterback. It's a Rick Stroud. I don't know if that was a second or a third act. Rick Stroud from the Tampa Bay Times with us here, guys, as we're talking about TB12 going to TB on Dukes and Bell. Ronald Jones, Peyton Barber combined for over 1,100 yards. What is the running back situation going to be moving forward?
They're going to get a new one. Ronald Jones will be here. Peyton Barber probably won't. He's a free agent. I don't see them bringing him back. Good kid, nice hard runner, you know, 3.7 guy his whole life as far as yards per average. And, you know, Jones can't catch the ball. I mean, they're going to need some three-down backs, right? Tom uses his running backs in the passing game a lot. There's talk about it, number 14, if the offensive linemen, the elite ones at least, aren't there. Maybe you go Jonathan Taylor right there, you know, a guy that can do it all, rush for 6,000 yards and his Barkley-esque measurements, right, in terms of his speed at 4.41, 225 pounds. There's other guys in the draft you could get later that are good receivers and can play all three downs. So, you know, whether you go into free agency, you're gonna need that. You're going to need that guy who can get out in the passing game and also protect, right, during blitz pickups and things like that. So they'll need that. They'll need more offensive linemen, a right tackle, for example. Demar Dotson's a free agent. He's played 11 years. I don't know that they see him as an answer, and you've got to protect Brady. So I think it'll be a predominantly offensive draft, and I think a running back will be a part of that.
Yeah, and there are rumors out there, as you said, what, Melvin Gordon too, potentially, if they may go after him. What are you hearing?
I mean, you know, he's there. He's definitely there. Now, if you go and sign a guy like Melvin Gordon, then you're saying, you know, we're not going to do this in the draft. This is how we're going to address it. They have the money. Anything is possible. You could certainly do that. I think a lot of that depends on what they think Melvin's value is, you know, and running back is a tough position. You know, do you want to get these guys out of college and you just beat the hell out of them, and when they get to the second contract, go get another one? Or do you want to pay guys big money when, you know, you don't know how many more years they have left at an elite level. It's a difficult position to play and maintain your productivity. So I don't know what their evaluation is with that, but there are a couple guys out there. Deion Lewis is out there. He's just a guy, but a guy that played with Brady, you know, and he got waived from Tennessee.
Hey, Rick, it's Rick Stroud, by the way. If you guys are just tuning in, we're talking about what the Buccaneers are going to do now that it looks like Brady is going to be the guy down there from the Tampa Bay Times. Rick, is Shaq Barrett actually one of the few people happy to get franchise tagged? Because that was like a miracle year last year.
Well, they're hoping it wasn't a miracle. They're hoping that he can do it again. And you know, franchising him might be a way to, you know, to prove it. They still want to do a long-term deal with him. But that guy's an unbelievable story. I mean, he moved like 16 times before the eighth grade, ended up at Boys Town, going to high school in Nebraska, walk on at Colorado State, you know, 5 years with the Denver Broncos as an understudy to some pretty damn good edge rushers. And then he comes to Tampa on a 1 year make it deal, $4 million. And now, if nothing else, he's going to, you know, make almost four times that this year. And, you know, he wants the long term contract. I think they want to give it to him. It wouldn't be a bad idea to see, you know, how he does. But I also I think it's legit. You know, this is you can't fake your way to 19.5, right? And what really made it possible? He got up to a great start. He had 9 in the first 4 games, and then teams obviously, you know, shut him down, paid attention to him. But then JPP came back, and Jason Pierre-Paul came off that neck injury in the final 10 games. He had 8.5 sacks himself, and that freed up Barrett to have 10.5 down the stretch. So those two guys working together, they hope to get Ndamukong Suh back. Vita Vea took a big step last year. You know, so Bruce's intention is to keep that front seven together. They were very good. I think statistically, you know, you look at the next gen stats and all that, they were ranked number one the last 6 weeks of the season.
You know, Rick, we talked about, it seemed like from an organizational standpoint, they were making the push for this. I mean, maybe behind the scenes, it wasn't as public. Chargers felt like they had a shot. But, I mean, were the Glazers from stem to stern, I know it's a ship, but was everybody in on this to try to get Brady to come to Tampa?
Well, 100%, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, when you move away from a franchise quarterback like this franchise has done, and it's unbelievable, still no franchise quarterback, number one draft pick anyway at that position, has made it to a second contract. When you do that and you go into the Glazers, you better have a plan. But it's not a hard sell when you go in and say, you know what our plan is? The greatest quarterback of all time. Okay, you can do that? Okay. Yeah, that works. And right. I'm sitting here with 45,000 empty seats, right? And I'm like, how am I going to fill them, right? And how am I going to sell Jameis Winston? I mean, we're in the entertainment business, right?
Right, right.
So you go, well, we can get Tom Brady, and that's the plan. All right, that's the plan. Well, what happens? He, you know, the news is broken that he's agreed to terms or he's coming to Tampa Bay, and you go on Ticketmaster and there's a 7,000 person waiting list. You got to sit there and let the numbers tick down. So they're excited. You know, they want to be relevant again. They haven't been able to win their way back to it. They think they have some pieces of a good football team if they can cut down on the turnovers. And, you know, Tom Brady is not a bad place to start, even at 43. And so, you know, they're looking forward to the excitement that's already starting to build, you know, at the ticket office.
It's going to be interesting. Rick, our division is going to be interesting.
Right on.
It is, for sure.
Hey, man, stay safe. Continue the great work. And I'm sure we'll be checking in with you pretty soon. Thanks again.
All right, guys. Take care. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.